We're kicking off Hour 2, Friday edition, your show. You take control, bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, known as the Packet 8 toll free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're completely free. You know those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their features? We give it all away. FreeTalkLive.com as we go to the phones to the fun. It is Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Or konnichiwa, as I believe they say.
That is correct. Actually, around this time we say ohayou gozaimasu.
Oh, can you run that by me one more time?
Sure. It's ohayou gozaimasu, which is
ohayou gozaimasu.
Gozaimasu.
And what is that? Merry Christmas?
No, that Merry Christmas is Merry Christmas. That's good morning.
Ah.
It's morning time?
Why is that good morning around this time of year but not other times of the year?
They said around
good
this
morning
time.
This time because it's 10 o'clock in the morning over here in Japan.
Ah. Hey, we're the morning show there, Mark.
But hold on. On the telephone, you say mushy mushy, though.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
What's that mean?
Correct.
Another way to...
it's kind of like hello.
Ah, gotcha. So
we are a bunch of geniuses.
Yeah, you know what? You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, the reason I wanted to give you guys a call, one, is because it's been a couple months since I've called, and two, is because I wanted to talk about this preferred traveler program from the TSA.
Okay.
And Mark already brought up a couple of my points. I used to live in California, and before I moved to Japan, around Oceanside and in Riverside, about 60 miles north of the border, we had fast tracks at the border checkpoints.
Wait a second, Brandon. Is that the gong for the Shinto temple that's going off behind you? What's happening there?
No, that's a telephone because I'm in the teacher's room here.
Okay.
Okay. So fast tracks.
Yeah. So we have fast track lanes in California, and if you pay money and you register your car and give a copy of your driver's license and I'm sure a whole bunch of other personal information, they have a special lane for you. And so, when I heard about the preferred traveler program for the TSA, this isn't really anything new. But the point that I wanted to bring up that hasn't been brought up yet is if you think that the government collecting this information is just for show to make you feel better, I would encourage you to think again, because what's going to happen is if you have a lot of people do this program, because if you don't do this program, then you could spend another 2 hours constantly being pushed into the back of the line.
Well, right, because if a bunch of people come in, again, just to recap the program, you pay X amount of dollars a year, in this case $100 a year, and you get bumped to the front of the line at the airports. But what you're saying is, if you're standing in line as somebody who hasn't paid the $100 a year, and 50 people roll into the airport that have paid it, they just all jump right into the line in front of you. You could be waiting for, who knows how long before you finally get through, depending on the influx of and how many of these people there are.
Right, absolutely. And so basically what they're doing is they're setting up an economic disincentive for you not to join this program. So you have a whole bunch of people now join this program, and so now there's this huge database of travelers that have 10 fingerprints, a couple iris scans, a digital photo, and a social security number. If people think that the government is going to go, oh, well, wait a minute, this is just for traveling, we can't touch that, I would say think again, because the government's going to look at this and go, hey, check this out. We've got this huge informational database.
You're right. The article itself,
travel internationally.
Brandon, the article itself admits that the government plans on distributing the information to police agencies, to even private contractors. So they're already talking about handing out this information like it's candy.
Right, absolutely. So, it's just another example of, the government invading your privacy, invading your security. And, this is a government that we've already seen that if you live overseas or you correspond with people overseas, which affects me directly because I'm calling from Japan, and when I send you guys emails, I'm doing it from another country. So I have to be very careful not to use the words chemical, bomb, and dirty in the same email, because
right,
that might be red flagged. So, when they're saying, well, this is just going to be, it's just going to be this kind of information, I think that travelers definitely need to speak up about this. And
They're not going to be speaking up about it. I can tell you what the travelers are going to do. They're going to be pony enough. They're going to be saying, whoa, wait a minute. Somebody's going to be standing in the line, and who knows how they're going to promote this. I don't know if they're going to have posters up at the airport or hand out flyers or something like that. Not sure what their promotional vehicle is going to be to get people on board with this. But you can bet that when people start cutting in line and the TSA are allowing it, people are going to start asking questions. Hey, how come that guy cut in line? Well, all you have to do is pay us $100, then you can cut in line too. I mean, to really show how absurd this idea is, what would happen if everybody bought one of these passes? Oops, then it's just completely worthless, and now everybody's got your information.
Absolutely.
It's pretty scary stuff.
One of the final point I'll make before I go is one of the other things that I really don't like about this, and I don't like about fast track stuff, is in a very real way, which is in an economic way, we are further striding our country into first class and second class citizens. Those people who have more money are deemed better people by our government.
Yeah, the haves and the have nots.
Right, and so when you have that situation, you automatically put the have-nots or the people who are not as good in a worse position where the government says, oh, well, you know, you couldn't afford this, so we can't trust you.
Thank you for the call, Brandon. Great points. Appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines. Pretty disturbing. I think he's absolutely right on all of that.
Kind of funny, the whole email thing. I mean, if you got an email about Chemical Fred and his, hot new album, Dirty White Boy, it's the bomb, you'd be in big trouble.
They may make it, it may end up being a situation where if you're just the average traveler, somebody without the preferred card or the preferred pass or whatever it's going to be, then you're going to have to get to the airport another hour in advance simply because there's so many people that have decided to buy the preferred cards. You can bet that the business travelers, those people that are really on the planes all the time, time challenged, time sensitive, they're going to be the first ones in line for this program. So for virtually everybody who uses planes for businesses are going to be, business is going to be profiled. Rich people, of course, going to jump on board. They can afford it. It's not a problem. Probably upper middle class people who don't want to be inconvenienced, they're going to jump on board as well. Middle class people are probably going to scrape it together and make it happen. And I think he's absolutely right. It's absolutely going to increase the divide between Americans of different class systems and going to make people very angry.
It doesn't. Yeah, it seems like a bad idea.
Well, 1-800-259-9231, another international call coming in from Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Liam.
Hi, I just wanted to bring up two things. I just thought I'd mention that Denmark now next country to ban smoking.
Entirely?
Yeah, any business, bars that are less than 120 square feet are exempted for some reason.
120 square feet? That's smaller than the studio we're in right now.
Yeah, they do have a lot of small bars of that size, but it's still, you know.
Wow.
The main thing for me is I go to a lot of concerts in Copenhagen, and so all the concert venues will now be smoke-free.
Oh, my goodness. That doesn't sound like it's going to be very successful. I mean, when you go to a concert, people want to... Is it outdoors, too? What if it's an outdoor venue?
It's the indoor portion of any workplace.
I see. So every workplace except bars smaller than 120 square feet.
Right.
So what are your friends what are your friends saying about this? I mean, are people sort of resigning themselves to it? Like, okay.
Yeah, there was this study, apparently something like 68% of smokers support the ban, which doesn't really make any sense
it's
to me
bizarre.
At all.
Smokers never stand up for themselves.
They just go, aw, shucks.
Yeah, it was the same way here in New Hampshire last year.
Maybe this will help me quit. What?
Please.
What about me? I don't want to quit.
Liam, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I thought I'd ask some advice. Since I'm flying to New York City next week, I'm wondering which T-shirt I should try to wear when boarding the airplane. I've got one Gun Owners of New Hampshire T-shirt. Then I've got one other T-shirt with the Thomas Jefferson quote, as the size of government grows, liberty decreases. Then I've got one shirt that just says Libertarian.
I don't know. I kind of like the Jefferson quote. What about you, Mark?
I like the. Yeah, I'm for choice B also.
Now, where are you traveling to in America?
New York City, and then I'm going to take the bus up to New Hampshire.
That's fantastic. Isn't that your second trip to New Hampshire in an entire year?
Yeah, I was there in July.
Man, you need to save all your money from these trips and just actually move permanently if you can get it together.
Yeah, if I can just find an under-the-table job or get a green card or something.
I wish
like
I
that.
Had that job to offer you, but I don't. But good luck poking around and finding one, because we'd rather have you here than over there. Thanks for the call, Liam. We appreciate it. Good luck with your trip. 800-259-9231. He's hooked on this New Hampshire thing.
Good for him.
Internationally traveling twice in a year just to come over here and hang around? You take control of the airwaves. On the way, the McDonald's strip search. I'll give you the details. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, who predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free lines. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. And that does include the bulletin board system, over 140,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. Lots of different topics there. Fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Now, we're going to do a follow-up here, Mark, on a story that we talked about I guess probably about 2 years ago now, at this point, maybe a year and a half or so, it was a pretty shocking story that really is telling of authority and Americans' deference to it.
I know which one you're talking about now.
McDonald's is where it took place, and according to ABC News, they've really got the details. We talked about it before, and we sort of had an idea of what happened, but now you're going to get into, we're going to get into exactly what occurred here. It was a shocking story, and the unbelievable surveillance video that riveted the nation. A young McDonald's employee humiliated, forced to strip, and then to perform a sexual act in the back office of the store during her workday. This horrifying ordeal changed one woman's life forever and put one man on trial, accused of masterminding a bizarre and elaborate hoax. If convicted, David Stewart faced 15 years in prison on charges ranging from solicitation of sodomy to impersonating a police officer. Louise Ogborn was always willing to take on extra shifts at McDonald's in Mount Washington, Kentucky. Ogborn's mother had health problems and had recently lost her job, so the 18-year-old did whatever she could to help make ends meet. On April 9, 2004, Ogborn offered to work through the restaurant's evening rush, trying to be helpful and make a few extra dollars. She said, "I was just going to eat and then clock back in and help out until somebody else came along that could help." But Ogborn couldn't have known that her noble gesture would turn into a terrifying ordeal that she says will haunt her for the rest of her life. Ogborn was called into assistant manager Donna Summers' cramped office and told that Summers was on the telephone with a police officer. She said...
Who told her it was raining men?
No. Oh. She said, "Here she is. This is the girl you described," said Ogborn. "She told me to shut the door." Summers told Ogborn that the officer on the phone had their store manager on the other line and that he had described her and accused her of stealing a purse from a customer. Ogborn said, "I was like, Donna, I've never done anything wrong. I could never steal. I could never do anything like that. I don't have it in me." But inside the back office, which had now become an interrogation room, Ogborn's protest fell on deaf ears. She said, "Well, they said it was a little girl that looked like you in a McDonald's uniform, so it had to be you." It was Ogborn's word against the accusation of a man claiming to be a cop. And that's what this all hinges on, by the way. The authority that cops supposedly have and how Americans will just bend over for whatever it is they say. Even if they don't even have any proof that it's a cop. In this case, all this was a guy on the phone.
It's kind of funny and sad and just telling all at the same time.
Yes, the manipulation here is very telling and very brilliant and very, very sleazy and sneaky all at the same time. Here's what happened. So she's called back into the back office, told there's a cop on the phone, and then she was given a choice. Either submit to a search, because again, the allegation was that she stole a purse, or be escorted to the police station.
By whom?
By a cop who was going to be coming there.
Well, the cop's coming.
Mm-hmm. So you're 18
years old. This just shows how scared somebody is.
Right. You're 18 years old. You've never been in trouble with the law before. And now there's a cop on the phone accusing you of stealing somebody's purse. You're being threatened with possibly going to jail. What do you do in that case? Well, you take off your clothes. That's what she did. Ogborn was told to empty her pockets and surrender her car keys and cell phone, which she did. Then, the caller demanded that Summers have Ogborn remove her clothes, even her underwear.
Oh, my.
Leaving her with
looking
just
for a purse?
Leaving her with just a small, dirty apron to cover her naked body. Summers says she never second-guessed what she was being asked to do, as she firmly believed that the person she was talking to was a police officer. Ogborn says she trusted her manager to do what was right. So do you see this sort of hierarchy of authority here?
This abdication of responsibility is what this is. I mean, at the same time, yes, I see authority. It can be hard. It can be scary. I felt fear when you gave the alternatives. Either submit to the strip search or get escorted to the police station.
Right, and you've got essentially people who are not... used to dealing with the police on a regular basis, just average folk here running this McDonald's. So the manager, Ms. Summers, was on the phone with a guy who sounded very authoritarian. Probably sounded very rough and tumble, like a police officer might sound. He had information about one of the employees. He probably had the name of the store manager. And so he had all these little details that 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 7, apparently, and so they decided to go through with this without really thinking about it. And yes, 1 plus 2 plus 3 doesn't equal 7, but they didn't realize to question this person any more than they did. And since the store manager didn't realize to question this guy, the employee, the 18-year-old girl, didn't realize to question the store manager. Because she must be right. He's a police officer. It's the manager. She's telling me he's a police officer, so it must be a police officer.
Well, all these people abdicated their responsibility.
Yes, they did, and it's a shame. He takes, so because it was a Friday night, Summers had to leave the office to check on the restaurant. The man on the phone then demanded that another employee be left to watch Ogborn until the police arrived, and Summers chose 27-year-old Jason Bradley. He, Bradley, takes the phone, and they're telling him to have me do certain things and drop the apron, she said. He wouldn't have any part of it. Bradley walked out in disgust, leaving Summers with no one to watch Ogborn. Then the caller made an odd request, asking Summers to call her fiancé to have him watch the girl. Summers says she did as she was told.
Wow.
Quote, I honestly thought he was a police officer, and what I was doing was the right thing. I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. You see, just because a police officer tells you to do something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do, even if it really was a police officer. And in this case, it wasn't. But even if it was. Surveillance video shows Ogborn then broke down in tears. Within 15 minutes, Summers' fiancé, Walter Nix, entered the office where Ogborn tugged at the small apron that barely covered her top and exposed her legs up to her buttocks. Again, Summers says she didn't question the caller and completely trusted her fiancé to be left alone with the girl. Ogborn says she wanted to run, but it would have been too humiliating to run through the restaurant while naked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nix, a 43-year-old exterminator, began following the caller's commands, ordering Ogborn to drop her apron, bend over, and stand on a chair. Then, as ridiculous as it sounds, he told her to do jumping jacks so as to shake loose anything she might be hiding.
Oh my God.
Ogborn says that was just the beginning of what was two more hours of torment.
Holy crap! Two hours?
See, we didn't know about all these details when we first talked about this story. It was outrageous enough as it was, just the idea that a police officer, so-called police officer, on the phones, just making claims and demands, could get people to jump through these hoops and do these very potentially embarrassing and psychologically damaging things to themselves. There's more to this story, as you might imagine here. 800-259-9231, the powers of authority revealed here. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free lines. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading to shrine.freetalklive.com. At shrine.freetalklive.com, talking about a very disturbing story happening at what could have been your local McDonald's or maybe your local business. Perhaps you're a business owner and you've got some younger employees. Imagine how you would feel if a police officer called up your business and claimed that he had one of your customers who'd come into the business earlier, had claimed that their purse had been stolen, and had identified somebody that resembled one of your employees. The police officer then proceeds to order you to order this individual into the back room, have them strip naked for the purposes of finding whatever it was that they allegedly had stolen, and then things get even more progressively bizarre from there.
I don't think that I would do it. I just can't imagine me accepting that. You know, look, cop.
If you come down here.
You want to do some cop stuff to this girl? You just go ahead and bring your butt down here.
I can't imagine me accepting it either.
Oh, I can't imagine you accepting it for a second.
But the fact is, there are people who would accept it. As the Stanley Milgram Obedience to Authority study had showed years and years ago, classic psychology experiment. We should probably pull that up just to reference the details on it. But it's essentially showed that Americans, and people in general, are very responsive to who they believe are authority figures. In this case, the McDonald's manager believed that the man on the phone was a police officer. Did she have any real concrete evidence of the fact that he was a police officer? No, none whatsoever. Just him sounding authoritarian on the phone, making demands of her as though he was. And that was good enough to get her to have this 18-year-old girl come into the back room, take off her clothes. Then the manager had to leave for a little while, so she called her 43-year-old exterminator, boyfriend, fiancé, to come in there and watch over the girl. Well, he gets on the phone with the so-called cop, and then the cop starts giving him orders to give the girl, and he obediently follows the orders. Now, of course, maybe part of the reason why he continued to follow the orders was because he already had a naked 18-year-old girl who is a fairly attractive young lady. We were watching some of the video footage from this. Maybe he was just a salivating 43-year-old perv and just decided, hey, there's a cop on the phone telling me to do all these things to this girl. Okay, sure, whatever. I'm just following orders. Which, as you'll hear, are the excuses that the individuals gave and for their defenses in this case.
I believe that these people really did believed that it was a cop on the phone. I can't imagine for a second that they didn't. And I think that...
Oh, really? Well, let's get into to what they had this man do.
Okay.
Would a police officer, as ridiculous as it sounds, he started by telling her to do jumping jacks as to shake loose anything she might have been hiding. Ogborn says, this Ogborn's the girl, says that was just the beginning of what was two more hours of torment. The demands then became more and more bizarre. When Ogborn says that she failed to address Nix as sir, the caller tells him to hit her violently on the buttocks over and over.
Oh my God.
You still think that that you possibly a police officer would be giving these sorts of orders? At one point on the video, remember, all of this caught on surveillance. At one point, Ogborn was spanked for almost 10 full minutes.
God, that's crazy.
Quote, he told me I was asking too many questions, so he was told to hit me, she said. I just said, please don't do this. By the end, red welts could be seen on the woman's body. During it all, Summers periodically came back to the office, and each time Nix threw the apron at Ogborn, telling her to stay quiet. Ogborn says, I begged her every time she came into the room. Get me out of here. Please get me out of here.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Ogborn says she even asked the assistant manager to call the police, but each time she says Summers told her, no, we're still waiting for the cop. Because the so-called cop on the phone made the claim that he was on his way down there.
Right.
Summers denies Ogborn ever asked her to call the police or that the girl pleaded with her.
Man, this is tragic.
Ogborn says that after more than 3 hours of dehumanizing treatment, Nix, again on the instructions of the caller, forced Ogborn to perform a sexual act. Now remember, the allegation was that Ms. Ogborn had stolen somebody's purse. Why we need to be spanking her on the buttocks or have her perform a sexual act doesn't even fit the paradigm at all.
Well, she's got to confess. We got to get her to confess.
The caller then told Nix to hand the phone back to Summers and instructed her to bring in someone else. This time, she had Thomas Sims, a 58-year-old maintenance man who worked at the restaurant, get on the phone with the caller, but Sims refused to comply with the caller's strange demands. Tom told me, this man is asking for her to drop her apron so I can see her for the apron, she recalled, and I said, do what? Summers frantically called her manager, Lisa Siddons, who the caller claimed had been on the other line all along. But when Siddons answered her phone, she said she'd been sleeping. It was then that Summers finally realized that she'd been had.
And this she had after, been had. I really believe that Summers, at the very least, had been had. I don't know. That fiancé and the butt-smacking, that's really something.
This after 3 hours.
Wow.
When Mount Washington Police Detective Buddy Stump...
Cha-ching.
When the real cop arrived, Buddy Stump arrived at the restaurant, he had Nix arrested and began the process of trying to figure out who the caller was.
Now, who's Nix?
Nix was the fiancé.
Fiancé was arrested.
The weird dude that just happened to, you know, she called him to come in and he started spanking her buttocks. The first thing I thought about was maybe this has got to be somebody on a payphone, maybe over at the grocery store, and they're getting their jollies off of watching all of the action and the police roll in. Thanks to an internet search by the chief of police, Stump discovered the calls have been going on for more than 10 years. Ogborn, it turns out, was only the latest in a long line of victims. After McDonald's employee used the Star 69 feature to get a telephone number for the caller, Stump learned that the call had been made from a supermarket payphone in Panama City, Florida. Stump discovered that the call was made with an AT&T. Remember, this restaurant was in Kentucky. Stump discovered...
It's a pretty expensive prank call.
Yeah, that the call was made with an AT&T calling card, and upon learning that the biggest seller of those cards in Panama City is Walmart, he contacted local police for help. It turns out that the Panama City Police Department had received several calls about investigations in multiple states for similar incidents. At a McDonald's in Hinesville, Georgia, the caller convinced a 55-year-old janitor to do a cavity search of a 19-year-old cashier. While in Fargo, North Dakota, a manager at a local Burger King strip-searched a 17-year-old female employee.
Wow.
In Phoenix, a caller had a Taco Bell manager pick out a customer and strip search her.
That's great. And if you think you're going to strip search me when because I walked into your fast food restaurant, you are out of your ever-loving mind.
Police in Massachusetts had been looking for a man who called three Wendy's restaurants near Boston in a single day. Stump was put in touch with Vic Flaherty, a detective in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts, investigating the Wendy's calls. Now, Flaherty told Stump he had traced the card's purchase to the exact time the caller bought it, but as luck would have had it, the security cameras were pointed toward the front doors at the time, not the registers, and therefore didn't capture the sale. Detectives then caught a break when they say they discovered the calling card used in the Kentucky incident was purchased at a different Walmart than the one at the Massachusetts case. This time, the cameras in the store were trained on the cash registers. Well, as it turns out, the man they caught was from the Corrections Corporation of America.
Oh.
A private prison company that runs a jail in Panama City.
Yeah, I think I actually owned some stock from them at one point.
The warden identified the man in the video as one of his prison guards, 38-year-old David Stewart. According to police, the search of Stewart's trailer revealed guns, police paraphernalia, and training manuals. Police also discovered that Stewart had attended a local police academy and even volunteered as a deputy with a small police department in western Florida. So this man was on his way towards becoming a real-deal police officer. Mm. It's like a sigh of relief, said Flaherty, this is the detective. He said, it's been a long time, and now you actually have a name to a face. David Stewart was extradited to Kentucky and charged with solicitation of sodomy, as well as impersonating a police officer, and he promptly pleaded not guilty. So, what happened in this case? What happened to David Stewart? What happened to the people that spanked the girl and had her take off all of her clothes?
Who got in trouble here?
800-259-9231. We'll finish the story coming up and take your calls on authority and Americans' deference to it at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. Enjoy them. Because those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it all for free, including archives, updates, live streaming, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. But we do ask that you voluntarily buy some stuff at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, Amazon, of course, as you know, the world's largest internet retailer, 35 categories of products for you to shop from, including gift certificates. So, hey, it is that holiday shopping season, people buying stuff all over the place. Don't leave. You don't even have to leave your house. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get all of your holiday shopping done. I mean, I can't imagine that there'd be something you want that wouldn't be at Amazon. They have so much. And when you order through Amazon.freetalklive.com, not only do you get great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of items, but you also feel good because you helped Free Talk Live. A percentage of your purchase goes to help Free Talk Live. Mark, I checked the statistics last night for November. Our listeners ordered over 230 products through Amazon, Amazon.freetalklive.com, totaling over $8,000 in sales.
Wow.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's just November. I'm hoping that we're going to have an even busier December, considering
it's a busy Christmas for Free Talk Live.
Right, so it doesn't matter if what you need is just a few things for your bathroom or a whole bunch of gifts for your extended family. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your holiday shopping done. Now, we're talking about authority in America. And how it is that, and I'm sure this applies worldwide, but the story happens to come from Kentucky as well as other places in America where a mysterious man on a phone call, a caller to a McDonald's, asked or demanded, I suppose, presented himself as a police officer, then demanded that the manager bring a young, attractive brunette into the back office, 18-year-old girl, have her strip her clothes off. Why? Well, because she allegedly had stolen a customer's purse. This was the man's story, at least. And the McDonald's manager fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
This guy's a pro. He's done it multiple times,
right,
apparently.
In Massachusetts, allegedly. North Dakota, Florida. Yeah, he's called variety of restaurants.
I can't believe that people just... It's one thing to get this one gal to fall for it, but over and over?
He must be somebody who studied psychology, somebody who understands the effect of authority on average people. People are very deferent to it. They will follow the orders of somebody who they perceive as an authority figure, whether or not they actually are. And we'll talk about the Milgram study here in a little bit. This backs all of this up, all of the things that we're saying here. But the message, of course, tonight, beyond telling you a very disturbing story, is please question authority. Get into the habit of questioning authority. Because if you don't, you might become one of the people involved in something like this. Now, just to recap, they brought this young girl, 18-year-old girl, in the back office, had her strip her clothes off, had her do jumping jacks, had her get up on the chair and bend over so one of the guys could spank her on the buttocks. This guy was, the guy we're talking about, was the boyfriend of the manager of the store who she called in at the request of the so-called cop on the phone to keep an eye on this girl. Well, when he was keeping an eye on her, the caller on the line, who again was supposedly a cop, ordered the man to do all kinds of demeaning and degrading things to her. And he did. So what happened? Well, they found out who the caller allegedly was, 38-year-old David Stewart, a employee of the Corrections Corporation of America. He's essentially a corrections officer.
Right.
Anyway, and he was working towards becoming a real police officer as well. Now, they extradited him to Kentucky, charged him with solicitation of sodomy, impersonating a police officer, and he pleaded not guilty. Clinical psychologist Jeff Gardier says the caller's actions were likely a way to feed a godlike complex by manipulating his victims emotionally, physically, and sexually. He calls it virtual voyeurism. Gardier goes on to say that it was no accident that the caller was targeting fast food restaurants. Everything's by the book, he explained. This is how you serve it. This is exactly how you do it. You follow the book and you're okay. I believe he picked fast food restaurants because he knew once you got them away from that book, once it was something outside of the manual or the procedures, they would be lost. And I don't think that's fair. I think that anybody would have been subject to this. Anybody who's not used to questioning authority would have been subject to this. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a Kmart, a Walmart, an upper-class restaurant.
I'm not saying that every employee of a fast food restaurant's dumb, but I think that dumb helps a little in this circumstance.
Nix was sentenced in March. Nix was the older gentleman who came in at the request of his girlfriend, who was the manager of the store, sentenced to 5 years in prison.
He pleaded
guilty to sexual abuse, sexual misconduct, and unlawful imprisonment. Remember, he kept this girl in this room at the behest of the man on the phone. So he's in trouble now.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is I must, to some level or another, I must believe this whole that people abdicate their, you know, their responsibility is somewhat abdicated, because I don't feel like he should have gotten as bad of a sentence because somebody told him to do it.
Donna Summers was fired after the incident. She was charged with unlawful imprisonment and was sentenced to probation after entering an Alford plea, a type of guilty plea in which a person doesn't admit guilt, but does acknowledge that evidence is sufficient for a conviction.
Right.
She broke off her engagement to Mr. Nix after viewing the surveillance tapes. In a statement, McDonald said, quote, "We take this matter very seriously and through our training try very hard to warn employees about such schemes. Indeed, their training manual does include a section that cautions employees that, quote, no legitimate law enforcement agency would ever ask you to conduct such a search." But none of the employees that Primetime spoke with at the Mount Washington McDonald's says they recall seeing the warning.
Well, lots of people don't read their manuals. Just because they don't read their manual doesn't mean McDonald's... I don't think McDonald's is responsible here.
I agree with you. The individuals are responsible. McDonald's shouldn't have anything to do with it.
I mean, I think it's sad, but I think Ms. Summers is responsible. I think it's sad. I think Mr. Nix is responsible. And
the caller.
Hold on. I think the girl's responsible, too.
Well, for following the orders?
Yeah, she followed...
She was scared. Look, she's a scared little girl.
No,
I understand.
Now you're allowing her to abdicate her responsibility. She's 18 years old. Would she have taken her clothes off for anybody else? I think not.
Well, okay, so if there was a police officer there, should she have taken her clothes off at that point?
You know, when it comes to
what
police
officers...
What
if there was a guy in a uniform that came into the store?
When it comes
really
to...
actually impersonating a police officer?
Then that guy would be more responsible. But at this
But point, what about her? Should she have taken off her clothes?
She wouldn't be responsible at that point because of the role...
So
the
somehow it's different because he was on the phone.
He wasn't on the phone.
There was an imposter on the phone.
Yes.
Why is it different for him to be on the phone as opposed to there in person?
Because no cop would do that.
I'm saying he would have been an imposter in person, too. Somebody
yes,
in a badge in a uniform.
Might very well do a strip search in a private place, you know, in a restaurant, rather than taking them downtown. Seems a little weird.
I understand.
But
all I'm saying
it's
is...
It's farther into
and,
weird.
And I see what you're saying, but she's a young girl. She doesn't know what she's doing. And
Ms.
she
Summer
believed
did,
that there was a guy on the phone who was a cop because
Ms.
her authority
Ms.
told
Summer
her so.
Believed that it was on... There was a guy on the phone that believed it, too. Should she have got charged then?
Well, I don't know. It's very hard to say, isn't it?
It's not
a tough situation.
It's not. The people here that are responsible are not McDonald's. They're Summers, Nix, and Ogilvy. What's her name?
I don't remember.
The girl.
The chick.
And I would... I got to say that she should have said, yeah, I'm going to put my clothes on and leave, pal.
I agree. That's what she should have done. But I can understand how a timid young 18-year-old girl and, wouldn't have done that. Can you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and I can understand how a dumb assistant manager gal who's hasn't had
we
much
need to get to the rest of the
schooling.
Story. What brings us back then brings us back to the trial in Bullitt County. David Stewart, man, remember he's the alleged guy on the phone. Sat impassively in the courtroom as witnesses recounted the events of that fateful night in April of 2004. One by one, they took the stand. Donna Stummer stated that she was just following instructions. Walter Nix, the man found guilty of sodomy, sat up in his orange prison-issued jumpsuit, described his conversation, and told the court that he felt like the caller, quote, had control of his mind. The jury then witnessed firsthand the ordeal that Louise had gone through as they silently watched the surveillance video, while the detectives described how they were able to track down Stewart using the security camera video from the Walmart. Throughout the trial, the defense attorney maintained the police had caught the wrong man. They had to get somebody, said Steve Relmines. When something, offensive and this happens, you know, we've got to blame it on somebody. It can't be just it can't be that people just made bad decisions and, you know, David was the fall guy. When pressed during an interview with ABC News on the issue that there was video of Stewart buying the calling card at Walmart, he said, that's the key question. Was it him? Romines also noted that even if one were to find that it was Stewart who bought the phone cards, it doesn't prove that he was the one that made the calls to the fast food establishments.
It does not.
Then, detectives testified they'd recovered a calling card from Stewart's home that they said had been used to call a Burger King in Idaho, the same restaurant at which a female manager received a call instructing her to strip a male employee. The call had been made earlier in the year. And again, Romines argued that this did not prove that he made the calls. In the end, there apparently wasn't enough evidence to convince the jury. After 2 hours of deliberation, Stewart was found not guilty on all charges.
Wow.
So Nix went to jail, Summers got in trouble, and the man on the phone, we still don't know who he was. If it was Stewart,
he's not guilty.
He's a free man. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231, Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on authority, deference to it, following orders, and refusing them. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.